My name is Dolly McFaul, M-C, capital P-H-A-U-L, and I'm from Sugar Hill. Mr. Quinlan, I'll be a little nicer tonight than last night. I have a concern, and then I have a brief statement. My concern is, and I do not know the answer to this, but I didn't want to include it in the question section because we normally can't believe what we're told. But my concern is, if the Northern Pass happens, and if the towers and the lines are put on the rights of way, what happens if Hydro-Quebec wants to buy those? Now, I've heard that it would have to be okayed by the PUC. I've seen some people from the PUC in action on the SEC, and the bias, I believe, is incredible. To me, if Eversource wants it, Eversource will get it. So, if the towers are sold to Hydro-Quebec, then 5 years down the line, what happens if Russia or North Korea or Iran want to buy those lines? What will happen to us if they are allowed to buy those lines and our enemies control our infrastructure and our energy corridors? That's my concern. My statement is, you keep mentioning that to bury it would cost you another $1 billion. Well, guess what? We don't care. We care about our beautiful views. We care about our property values. We care about important things, not the bottom line. We do not care about your stockholders. Mr. May could turn over some of his money, your stockholders could give up some of their returns, and you could bury it. But now I will tell you that I'm sick of saying bury it. You don't listen to us. So as far as I'm concerned, you can take your whole project, buried or not, and leave New Hampshire. Thank you.